The first pageant rehearsal was usually about as much fun as a 3-hour ride on the school bus, and just as noisy and crowded. This rehearsal, though, was different. Everybody shut up and settled down right away for fear of missing something awful that the Herdmans might do. They got there 10 minutes late, sliding into the room like a bunch of outlaws about to shoot up a saloon. When Leroy passed Charlie, he knuckled him behind the ear, and one little primary girl yelled as Gladys went by. But Mother had said she was going to ignore everything except blood, and since the primary kid wasn't bleeding and neither was Charlie, nothing happened. Mother said, "And here's the Herdman family. We're glad to see you all," which was probably the biggest lie ever said right out loud in the church. Imogene smiled, the Herdman smile, we called it, sly and sneaky. And there they sat, the closest thing to criminals that we knew about, and they were going to represent the best and the most beautiful. No wonder everybody was so worked up. Mother started to separate everyone into angels and shepherds and guests at the inn, but right away she ran into trouble. "Who were the shepherds?" Leroy Herdman wanted to know. "Where do they come from?" Holly Herdman didn't even know what a shepherd was, or anyway, that's what he said. "What was the inn?" Claude asked. "What's an inn?" "It's like a motel," somebody told him, "where people go to spend the night." "What people?" Claude said. "Jesus?" "Oh, honestly," Alice Wendelton grumbled. "Jesus wasn't even born yet. Mary and Joseph went there." "Why?" Ralph asked. "What happened first?" Imogene hollered at my mother. "Begin at the beginning!" That really scared me, because the beginning would be the book of...